Malachim Aleph, Perek Beis A. Note, due to the length of this perek, it was split into two shiurim. This shiur will end in the middle of the perek and will be finished in the next shiur. Pasuk Aleph. V'yikavu Yemei David Lamuso, V'yitzaveh Shlomo Beno Lemor. As David's days were coming to an end, he commanded his son, saying. The Rashi's Rabbah points out, why does it say Yemei David, the days of David? Because Yemeihem Shel Tzadikim Mesim, Behein Eina Mesim. Because the days of Tzadikim die, but they themselves do not die. The Medrash Tanhuma asks, and do days die? And it answers, even though their days are nullified from this world, the Tzadikim themselves still live. But Rishayim, when they're alive, and after death, where they're considered Mesim, dead. We see the power of the true Tzadikim, that even after they leave this world, they are still on high advocating for Klal Yisrael. Here, as David the Tzadik Hador was leaving this world, he wanted to hint to Shlomo HaMelech that even though he physically won't be here, his presence can still be felt. David then proceeded to tell Shlomo HaMelech to be strong, remember to guard the mitzvahs, and keep the Torah's Moshe. Make sure to follow Hashem and walk in Hashem's ways, to serve Hashem with wholeheartedness and sincerity. If you, Shlomo, will do this, then your family will never lose the throne for all eternity. The Otzer HaMidrashim brings, at the time when Tzadikim leave this world, they don't command their kids to obtain wealth or financial status. Rather, they command their children to obtain Yiras Hashem, fear of heaven, as keeping mitzvot is investing in a stock that will never go down and will always yield return for all eternity. King David then proceeded to tell Shlomo, A, be wary of his relationship with Yoav, as Yoav was considered insubordinate for killing two generals of Yisrael, Avner ben Ner and Amasa. Note, many Mephorshim learn, David actually commanded Shlomo to kill Yoav. Bays continues to support the Barzillai family who helped David when fleeing from Absalom. C, be clever in dealing with Shimi ben Gera, who had cursed me when I was fleeing for my life. Make sure Shimi does not grow old. King David reigned over Yisrael for 40 years in all, 7 years in Hebron and 33 years in Yerushalayim. The Navi now turns its attention to how Adonia, the son of David, tried to cleverly encroach on the kingship of Shlomo HaMelech by making himself the new king. In Pasuk Yud Gimel through Yud Ches, Adonia approached Bathsheba, Shlomo's mother, requesting that Bathsheba ask Shlomo to grant Adonia Avishag HaShunamit, who was David's concubine. Adonia had seemingly humbled himself to Bathsheba and related he certainly does not want to contest Shlomo's kingship. He just wanted Avishag. The Radak and Mitzudas explain that a king's property, like his staff, is forbidden for a person to take unless he's the king. Therefore, by Adonia taking Avishag, Adonia was asserting the fact that he was considered a king, and therefore it would be in his legal right to have the former king's possession. Bathsheba then entered into her son Shlomo's court. Shlomo bowed to his mother. Shlomo HaMelech then sat up on his throne and had Bathsheba seated next to him. Bathsheba related she had one small request, that Adonia should marry Avishag. Shlomo immediately had understood what had happened and the implications of Adonia marrying Avishag. Shlomo related Yoav and Avyasar already pledged allegiance to Adonia. Would you like me to lose the kingship? Hashem and David established me as the king. Adonia will now be put to death. Shlomo HaMelech then ordered Ben Yoyada to kill Adonia, as it says in Pasuk Chav Hey, Vayishlach HaMelech Shlomo b'yad Ben Yoyada Vayifko bo v'yamas. That Shlomo HaMelech commanded Ben Yoyada to kill Adonia, and Ben Yoyada killed Adonia. Shlomo HaMelech then banished Avyasar the Kohen to Anatot. Avyasar the Kohen was really deserving of death for treason. However, Shlomo HaMelech did not kill Avyasar because he carried the Ark of Hashem, and Avyasar suffered with David when David was suffering. We are ending in the middle of the Perek. The next show will start from Perek Chafches until the end of the Perek. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.